Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining the Story of the Week. I'm sorry I'm a day late, but I was traveling and had the merit to attend a meeting of thousands of rabbis, thousands of Hasidic rabbis, all planning how to prepare for Mashiach. So here is the story for this week. It's a beautiful Baal Shem Tov story. Well, of course, Baal Shem Tov was a very great light in the Jewish world who began very, very serious preparation for greeting Mashiach. And all Hasidim of today are followers of the Baal Shem Tov. All Hasidic rabbis today trace back all the way to the Baal Shem Tov. So here's the story. Baal Shem Tov had a sofer, or he had a Talmud who was a sofer, somebody who writes tefillin and writes mezuzahs. He was a very special person. And one time, the Baal Shem Tov said to him, "I'd like to show you the tefillin of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the tefillin that Hashem, so to speak, wears." Of course, you know that Hashem is not physical like us, and obviously his tefillin are not made of leather, but they're some kind of a spiritual tefillin, as is mentioned in the Rashi, that in the Pasuk where Hashem went by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe asked to see his face, and Hashem said, "I'm not going to show you my face, but you see me as I go past." Of course, it's not physical. It's something spiritual. But Rashi says that Moshe saw the back, the knot in the back of the tefillin of Hashem. And of course, we don't know exactly what this means. Obviously not a physical leather strap. Obviously, Hashem is not physical. On some spiritual level, these tefillin exist. And so, the Baal Shem Tov told this chassid of his, who was a sefer, that in order for him to write tefillin with more Yerushamayim and better kavana, they should be holier, he wanted to show him Hashem's tefillin. We don't know exactly what that means, but it meant something. It means something. And so off they went. Baal Shem Tov said, "Come with me." They headed off into the woods. Now there was another chassid of the Baal Shem Tov named Zev Wolf. Really, Wolf is, of course, Yiddish for wolf, which that's what a Zev is. And many times we do have names like this, like Aryeh Leib, which really Aryeh is a lion in Hebrew and Leib is a lion in Yiddish. Dov Bear. Dov is a bear in Yiddish, and bear, of course, is a bear in English. Dov is a bear in Hebrew, and bear is just like in English, the same thing in Yiddish for the animal. Or Tzvi Hirsch, another common name. Tzvi is the Hebrew word, and Hirsch is the translation, Yiddish for deer. So in any case, the Baal Shem Tov said to this chassid, who was a sofer, "Come with me into the woods. I will show you the tefillin of Hashem." Well, the Baal Shem Tov had another chassid named Zev Wolf, and he happened to overhear the words of the Baal Shem Tov, and he also wanted to see, what is this all about, being able to see Hashem's tefillin? What spiritual teachings will he be able to take in? So he snuck after them. He walked behind them quietly so they shouldn't notice that he was walking at a distance, and he followed them into the woods. He came to a open place in the woods, and the Baal Shem Tov got ready to show this chassid, the sefer, Hashem's tefillin. And the chassid wanted to go into the mikveh first. Mikveh makes a person more pure. He didn't want to see this very holy thing that Baal Shem Tov was going to show him without first going to mikveh. There was no mikveh there. There's no water there. So the Baal Shem Tov cried out, Hashem, mikveh Yisrael. Hashem is the one who is a mikveh for the Jewish people, meaning Hashem purified the Jewish people. And suddenly there appeared a mikveh, a wellspring. Not a mikveh like with the kind that you might see made out of bricks or cement, but a wellspring, a natural wellspring, suddenly appeared. And now, of course, Zev Wolf, who had followed and snuck behind, he was, of course, amazed and shocked. But as the Baal Shem Tov and this chassid who was a sefer began to prepare to use the mikveh, suddenly the Baal Shem Tov seemed to become aware that there was somebody else there. And he came over to the chassid, Zev Wolf, and he said to him, what are you doing here? This is not where you should be. You should now leave. And so Zev Wolf left. And he, of course, he never heard the end of the story. He doesn't know what happened in the end of the story. And therefore, we also don't know what happened in the end of the story. What does it really mean to show somebody Hashem's tefillin? We don't really know. But we do know that the Baal Shem Tov was a person who had a very, very, very holy soul and shared a lot of the holiness that he had access to with the students, chassidim, many, many people. And this actually teaches us one of the reasons that Hashem makes miracles, especially to a tzaddikim, why there are tzaddikim in this world. And really it's in order to reveal, to show more godliness, more holiness, more Kedusha. The way Hashem created the world was that the Kedusha should be pretty much hidden. The godliness should be pretty much hidden. We can't see it. We can see an object. You know, we could see, Sefer Torah, but we can't see the holiness of it. We learn that it's holy, and so therefore we treat it as holy. But until the Geula comes, we can't actually see the holiness. Holiness is actually hidden from our eyes. But when Hashem makes a miracle, say Hashem split the sea and the Jews went through, or Hashem gave the Torah to us, the Makos, all these many, many miracles, probably hundreds of miracles, which Hashem did and had and wrote into the Torah, all these miracles, all these nisim, and also the existence of tzaddikim, holy people, men, women who are holy, Miriam, Ruth, etc., Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Yeshua, Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, all of these tzaddikim help us to feel and realize that Hashem exists and that there's holiness. And in fact, really the world is something which is not the real emes. The real emes is not hiding over holiness. The real emes is holiness itself. Thank you very much for joining us for the story of the week. We will hopefully be together again next week. Well,